Initially, I would like to look at an overview of what a partially exempt business is. A partially exempt business is simply a business which supplies taxable and exempt sales, i.e., part of its business is taxable and part of it is exempt. This could be a firm of business advisors. Part of what they do is consultancy services, and they may also provide insurance services. The consultancy services will be taxable, the insurance services exempt. The whole issue with partially exempt businesses is how much input tax they can reclaim. Now, the input tax relating to the taxable business of, say, £15,000 is fully recoverable. £3,000 of input tax relating to the exempt business would not be recoverable. This could be input tax incurred on telephone bills, accountancy fees, legal fees, repairs to that part of the property, for example. There may well also be input tax which relates to both the taxable and exempt business. The £5,000 is effectively attributable to both. So, to summarise, input tax is recoverable to the extent that it relates to taxable supplies or sales. The £15,000 is recoverable. The £3,000 is not recoverable. The £5,000 relates to both, so we are not yet sure. We will need to apportion the £5,000 between the taxable and exempt supplies to determine recoverability of the £5,000. Now, this £5,000 is often referred to as residual or indirect or overhead input tax. Any description is simply saying it is not directly attributable to one particular part of the business, and consequently, an apportionment must be made. Now, the standard method of apportionment is as follows. Taxable supplies, excluding VAT, divided by total supplies, excluding VAT. This fraction is then expressed as a percentage. For certain businesses, this fraction is rounded up to the next whole number. If it came out to 83.0001, it would become 84%. The benefit of rounding up in the standard method will only be available to businesses whose residual input tax is less than £400,000 a month. We then take this percentage and apply it to the residual input tax, to the £5,000. Please note at this stage that when calculating this fraction, you should always exclude supplies of land, capital goods, or self-supplies. Effectively, you want a fraction which reflects the normal trading activity. Anything strange should be excluded. This would distort the fraction. So applying the formula to our example, we have £100,000 over £120,000 times 100, which equals 84%. 84% has been rounded up from 83.33%. Consequently, 84% of the £5,000 relates to the taxable business or taxable sales, and 16% relates to the exempt business. This equates to £4,200 on the taxable side and £800 on the exempt side. The input tax that relates to the taxable supplies, the £4,200, is recoverable, and the input tax relating to the exempt business is irrecoverable. So, consequently, in this quarter the business will recover £19,200 of input tax. £15,000 plus the £4,200, the £3,800, is irrecoverable. Now I would like you to have a go at an example. In the quarter to the 31st of March, Zap Limited had the following results. Taxable supplies, excluding VAT, amounted to £292,000. Exempt supplies were £40,000. The input tax for the quarter is as you see on the screen. You are told that taxable supplies include £12,000 for the sale of equipment during the quarter. So, in the £292,000, is £12,000 worth of capital goods sold? I would like you to calculate the recoverable input tax for this quarter. The correct answer to this question can be shown as follows. The direct taxable inputs, that is the inputs relating directly to the taxable sales, were £7,000. So, £7,000 goes into my taxable column. The direct exempt were £4,000. So, £4,000 goes into my exempt column. The residual is £14,000. Now, this is the amount which I must apportion between taxable and exempt. I do this by the standard method, so I need taxable supplies to start with. remembering that I exclude capital items, which in this case would be the sale of equipment. So here we have £292,000 minus the capital equipment of £12,000, which gives me £280,000. The fraction is taxable supplies over total supplies times 100, which is therefore £280,000 over £320,000 times 100, which equals 88%. This is rounded up from 87.5%. Once I have got my percentage, I can then apply it to the residual. The residual input tax, which relates to taxable sales, amounts to £12,320. That is 88% times the £14,000. The balance of residual input tax is obviously exempt, i.e. £1,680. The total figures for the quarter are therefore £25,000 worth of total input tax, £19,320 of taxable input tax, and £5,680 of exempt input tax. Now remember, this is input tax relating to taxable sales and exempt sales. So consequently, in this particular quarter, the trader will only be able to claim £19,320 of input tax. The £5,680 is irrecoverable as it relates to exempt sales. For returns in the tax year beginning on the 1st of April 2009, new partly exempt businesses can choose to recover input tax on the basis of use during their registration period, or during their first tax year, provided they did not incur any input tax relating to exempt supplies in their previous tax year. Recovery on the basis of use means that input tax is attributed in accordance with the use or intended use of the costs. Customs recommend that businesses who choose to use the use method make the calculation based on the cost accounting plan set out in their business plan. Now we have looked at the overview, let us now consider some of the finer points. One of the finer points, and one of the more important points, is the de minimis input limits. It is possible to reclaim the input VAT relating to exempt supplies if the amounts involved are below a certain limit. We have previously seen that such input tax is not recoverable, but customs are saying that if the amounts are low enough, they are not particularly bothered. The trader may reclaim the input tax in those situations. To be de minimis, the total exempt input tax must be less than or equal to both £625 per month on average and 50% of the total input tax. Now this is a very important test, and the trader must have both, i.e. it must be less than £625 per month on average and less than 50% of total input tax. The £625 per month on average equates to £1,875 per quarter, or £7,500 per annum. More on that later. Using the de minimis rules, I would like you to calculate the input tax recoverable for the example you see on your screen. The correct answer is £7,800 of recoverable input tax. Let's see how we calculated this recoverable amount. Well, the direct taxable of £5,000 would go into my taxable column. My direct exempt input tax of £1,600 would go in my exempt column. My indirect input tax, or my residual, would have to be apportioned. The fraction I need to use is 87%, so £1,200 times 87% is £1,044 into my taxable column. This leaves £156 into my exempt column. Therefore, the total figures are £7,800 for total input tax, £6,044 for taxable, and £1,756 for input tax, which relates to exempt supplies. Total exempt inputs of £1,756 are below the de minimis limits of £625 per month, or £1,875 per quarter, and are less than half of the total input tax. Half the total input tax is £3,900, so £1,756 is well below this limit. So, in this particular quarter, the trader can claim all of his input tax back, that is £7,800.